You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
That shimmy shimmy.
Shimmy shimmy shimmy. What's up, guys? Bing is for doing. I'm your host, AJ Gibson. We're here at AfterBuzz Studios in beautiful Hollywood, California, covering another episode of So You Think You Can Dance. This is Season 10, Episode 7. We're at Top 20, you guys, finally.
We're finally here.
Joined again by my lovely co-host, Chloe West, to my right. How are you?
Good, AJ. How are you?
I'm doing great. Shimmy, shimmy.
Shimmy, shimmy.
Shimmy, shimmy. Kristen Burt, what's up?
Oh, having a good week.
There go the shoulders. There go the shoulders. And somebody else is known for his shoulders, Jake Dupree. How are you, Jake?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm really, really excited because we have a special, special guest in studio tonight, you guys. You guys have met her. I haven't. She's on loan to us from another one of these dancing competition shows you may have heard of, Dancing with the Stars, Anna Tribunskaya. How are you?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Anna Tribunskaya.
These guys know us. We've bonded over the last few months.
I Americanized it a little bit.
You did.
Anna Tribunskaya.
It's okay.
Anna Tribunskaya.
That sounded Spanish, but that's okay.
Okay, well.
Why not? But she was one of our hosts with Dancing with the Stars, and we missed her tremendously.
Oh, I miss you guys, too.
Well, these two are transplants from Dance with the Stars, and this is my first season with Chloe and Jake, and I just met them a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I love them.
You will.
I do.
You have no choice.
I do. And Kristen, we go way back. Way back. So, big episode tonight, you guys. We're finally top 20. I feel like last year we kind of like trudged along to the top 20. This year I feel like it's been a pretty good season so far. Mm-hmm. And I don't say that about the show very often. I'm one of those types. I love reality competition shows the second half of the season always. The first half of the season tends to be a bit boring for me, but this show is really picking it up this season.
I think it's because they're doing the one episode, one a week, and they're just really choosing the best.
Well, they did it last year, but they figured it out. Yeah.
Yes.
Last year
they got the formula down.
Exactly. There was no in-depth coverage of these dancers, and their packages were so short last season that I wasn't invested in anyone.
Yep.
But this season I love, and I kind of love the top 20.
I do too. I'm really happy.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. So let's get into it, you guys.
So
to start off this episode, we've got not a live episode yet, but we're in studio, sort of.
We've got live-ish.
Nigel.
Live-esque.
I write down esque. Oh, it's so funny. I write down esque all the time, and I
really?
Put E-S-Q-U-E.
Do you add licious to like live-alicious?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I leave that to Jake Dupree. So we're live-esque. Oh, we've got Adam Shankman on the panel, and I just have to say at the top of this episode, Kat Dealy has never looked hotter. Mm-hmm. She takes chances, and sometimes they're not good chances. Usually it turns out good for her, but tonight, oh my lord, her legs.
And she styles herself, too.
Does she?
That's why the risks sometimes.
Well, yeah.
Go girl.
I love her risks. One time, it was a few seasons ago, she was wearing all of the stick-on jewels on her chest, and it was, I loved it. She looked like a beautiful butterfly.
Well, she's so just naturally beautiful.
Yeah.
And as these seasons progress, she gets prettier and prettier.
I love that she hasn't fixed her nose either.
Yes.
It's a little crooked.
It's crooked, cute. and I love that.
Stay British, girl. Stay British.
That's right.
That's why we love you.
I've never even noticed her crooked nose. Thanks a lot. Now I'm going to notice
it.
I know the guy that does her makeup this season, and he says she barely wears any makeup at all.
That's awesome. Yeah.
She's that damn pretty.
Darn, we hate her, but love her so much.
Yeah. Of course, I love her.
She, like I always say, because I have to, she's my second favorite female host on television. We love you, Maria Menounos. I love Kat Dealy. Kat Dealy is the type of host, I always say Kat Dealy and Tom Bergeron. The two hosts that if I could like somehow become a meld of those two, that would be my dream.
Well, Tom has his Emmy. Kat deserves her Emmy.
Yes, she really does. She'll get it.
I hope so.
Tom didn't get it right away. It took a little time. Took a little convincing for those Amy people.
She has to earn it, right? We talk about earning it a lot on this show. She has to earn it. I think she has.
After 10 seasons, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
She didn't do the first season.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Somebody else
Lauren Sanchez. She's a newscaster here in Los Angeles.
Right.
And, but her husband is also an agent at CAA, I believe, and he packaged the show. And guess who got a job out of nepotism?
I'm taking notes.
I know.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, husband at CAA. Okay.
We gotta start hanging out in Century City. So.
I need to start dating up.
She's married to Patrick Weitzel, one of the most powerful agents in Los Angeles.
Good for her. Need to give him a call.
Well, anyway, we can talk about all that stuff. Let's start with the show.
Yeah, let's get
a lot to discuss. We'll be here for hours.
So we start off, we're in the holding room. We've got 33 dancers that have made it to the Green Mile. There are a lot of people this season that have made it to the Green Mile in years past, and they play on that a lot this episode.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk about that, but our very first dancer going through Fiction. Well, I mean,
and you know that they're going to start off on a positive note, so you're kind of like, in.
Exactly. I love his personality, and they do too. They talk about that. They say, you're not trained, but you've got personality.
Well, it's always interesting when they say you're not trained, because what is definition of trained? Mm. Trained, it means, in my books, that you've been doing something repetitively for a number of years, you know, a certain amount of time. And even though those untrained dancers, because they're doing hip-hop or because they're doing whatever they're doing, they've been doing that for years. Mm-hmm. So they are trained in their style.
Yeah.
Well, we talk about that a lot on the show because it's to me, I don't understand because I'm not a dancer. I'm the one on the panel who's never been a dancer. I'm 6'5". But
that's okay.
Right?
You could always do ballroom.
Everybody always tells me, you could take a class.
You could always do tango.
You should take a class at Anna's studio.
Yeah.
I would
bring your boyfriend.
I'd probably be in heaven. I'll go take a class.
That's right. And bring a boyfriend. We always need extra maintenance.
Absolutely. Maybe you can talk to this a little bit. I think as a non-dancer, I don't understand when they say you're not trained. Like you said, he is trained in that style. Yeah. How is that any different? I know we talk about ballet dancers tend to have like that base and they're more grounded and that gives them a good foundation for other types of dance. But is there a really, outside of ballet, is there a certain style of dance that is easier to translate into these other styles? Or is it really that much more difficult for hip-hop dancers or street performers to come into these styles? These more contemporary and jazz and...
I'm sure that there's some challenges in rehearsal for some of them, especially when the choreographers are throwing out ballet terms. Because ballet terms are thrown around in probably every form of dance except maybe hip-hop. They probably say bend the knees versus
animation.
Plié.
Animation,
crumping, those
probably
type
no
of...
ballet terms.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not saying plié as much. They're saying bend your knees. They understand that, but plié or sachet or pas de bourrée or like some of these really basic terms that you learn in kind of like your beginner ballet class, they may not have that. So there's probably a little bit of vocabulary issue for
them. So do we think that the issue really is then that maybe they're not necessarily trained, but trained in choreography?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Being able to pick up choreography,
partnering.
I mean, I think that's hard for pretty much everyone. They're showing that, unless they're coming from ballroom
yeah.
or contemporary, where they've had some.
Yeah, contemporary Modern has lives, a lot of. Yeah.
They throw each other
now.
Around a lot. That's what I pick up from contemporary.
They do.
A lot of throwing each other around.
Throwing and like someone bends over and then they press on them and spin around.
Right.
Maybe Jake could show us one week.
Their feet are always like this and they go up. They just kick their legs with their feet like dorsiflex.
Yeah.
A lot of contemporary. I see.
You know what it is? It's like we're not going to point our toes.
Yeah.
We're going to flex them.
We're the anti-ballet.
Exactly.
Anti-ballet. We are cooler than that.
I'd be an anti-ballet dancer if I were a dancer.
I point my toes for everything.
Yeah.
I have pictures of me jumping off a cliff, toes pointed.
Mm-hmm. It's just in your nature.
Yep, it is.
You can't get away from it. Then we have a montage of a bunch of people who don't make it through.
Yeah.
These poor kids have made it this far, and they get sent out in a montage. That always breaks my heart.
I know, it's even worse.
I hate that they have to walk back in the room. Yeah. Whether they make it or not.
In front of everybody else. Like,
Although I have to say everyone was very supportive. Hugs and encouragement and tears.
I feel like dancers, for the most part, I will say I've been around a lot of dancers. I feel like the community is just unique. They're very supportive of each other. I don't know if it's the same in ballroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everybody knows everybody. Everybody kind of... We all understand what you have to go through, so we can all relate to each other. So
there's like a mutual respect, if nothing else.
That's, yes, for the most part.
Yeah. of course.
There's always a few divas here and there. You got to have always the black sheep.
There need to be. And then move on to this guy. This one kills me, Marcus Shields.
Yeah.
This poor guy, Green Mile again. Cut last year on Green Mile. Cut again by Mary Murphy. No. And that sets up a trend for the night.
Yep.
A lot of repeats. And I feel bad for him. But again, he doesn't really stand out. And this show really isn't about who's the best dancer. It's really about who's got the best personality to make a TV
best
show.
Best story.
Who can shine and sparkle.
There are a lot of stories. Like, you have to be like have like some sort of devastation in your life, it seems like, to get on the show anymore. And they're great. They're talented dancers. But there are a million talented dancers. We've said a million times, you could cast the show 20 times over just in Los Angeles.
Of course.
I mean, just the great dancers that are here. So, maybe we'll come back next season. Season 11. Yes. Yeah. Let's hope so. And then we move on to Mariah. She's the only female hip-hopper. What's her last name?
Spears.
Mariah Spears.
Who looks like Kelly Clarkson.
And she looks like Kelly Clarkson.
She sure does. She does look like a little Kelly.
A little bit.
And then who hurt him some more?
Emilio.
That sucks.
Do you know, I got a little bit of the backstory, too, on his injury. He actually broke his nose during rehearsal. So from if I'm following everything correctly, I believe that he actually went to Hollywood, broke his nose during rehearsal, and somewhere between June 12th and June 14th, he had surgery today actually posted some photos post-surgery. He's going to be okay, but he does have a bit of a recovery ahead of him. So from a broken nose. So he must have landed or done something and landed really hard. So Aaron, who took his place, I don't believe got a lot of rehearsal time compared to some of the other dancers.
Wow.
And good for him. They get to dance together and do a Luther Brown piece.
Luther Brown.
Yeah. I wrote down that he's good with choreo. She kind of bored me.
Yeah. I liked his personality. I think his personality is what's gonna pull him through. And the judges mentioned, I think Nigel mentioned that, we haven't had a hip hop female dancer for a while, so really excited to have you. I'm like, I wonder how she's gonna do in other styles.
When I watched her, I just kept thinking
she was like too nice.
Yeah, I kept thinking
you like hip hop dancer
to be dirty and nasty.
Oh, yeah,
I thought she was sassy and sexy.
I agree with that. Oh. I thought there was a sass. My eyes kept going to her for some reason.
Me too.
The choreography for this piece, I did not enjoy at all. Mm-hmm. I was like, come on, like give them something that they can really get down. It was a lot of walking into the camera. It was just weird.
I felt like she was blocking it. Like the whole time I watched her, I was kind of like she was smiling.
I think that's the choreography,
and maybe that is it because this show you have to, obviously. It's a television show, but it was so much to the camera the whole time. I was like, and I did watch her, but I was watching her because I was like, come on.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see her do a nap and tap piece where there's so many, like, little movements.
Right. Details.
Yeah, that if she can really pull that off, then you're like, okay, you're a great hip-hop dancer.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know a lot about Luther Brown. Has he been on the show?
He was on So You Think You Can Dance Canada.
Yeah, he's a judge, actually, on that show. So,
cool.
Wow. Yeah. Well, legit. And then we move on. We've got Mackenzie, the first contemporary dancer through.
Beautiful.
Mia Michaels calls her brilliant.
Wow.
For Mia Michaels to use a word like brilliant.
To a dancer?
Female dancer?
Yeah.
Yeah, female for
She's tougher on female. Mia is tougher on females.
Yeah.
From the 9 seasons, whatever how many seasons she was on, she's like more like, yeah, you know, you're a woman, you got to be strong.
Yeah.
But you're a guy, you could be okay.
I can't even imagine. To me, this would mean the only thing I can compare this to is like if Oprah Winfrey or Barbara Walters or somebody said to me, like, you're a brilliant host, I'd be like, I couldn't even wrap my brain around that.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty
incredible.
It's a big
deal. It's crazy.
Make you cry.
And also, regardless of how she does in the show, she's going to be working for the next 10 years.
She's gorgeous.
So. Yes.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She has lovely body, long lines.
Those feet.
The feet, right? They all love her feet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they gave her a lot of praise, but I mean, like, technically, danceability, I don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you're beautiful and you have good technique, but like you said, it's about personality. And sometimes people who maybe not as pretty, good looking, they have so much more personality because they almost have to work harder because they feel like, well, I'm not pretty, but I'm, you know, quirky or I'm funky. And but then they'll have that extra oomph. Mm-hmm. So she's got to watch out for those girls and guys who have a little bit more funk to them.
Yeah. And they're already setting her up right now as they like the front runner. They're like, yep, you're the one to watch. You're a star. And I'm
they
like,
already, they have early. A plan.
And yeah. Too early. Yeah.
They have a plan and they haven't shown her that much throughout the Vegas week and everything. Yeah. They shouldn't show her at all, basically.
Yeah,
and
I don't then remember her story. They're like
singing her praises. So yeah. It's interesting what they're doing.
Yeah.
We'll see how this all plays out.
She was the one that had the singing parents, Mackenzie, which performed when she was a little girl on stage with them.
Yes, not the Elvis parent, the other singing
parent. The other singing parent.
The group. And her aunt and uncle.
A little quartet or something.
Well, she makes it through. First contemporary dancer, joined by Jasmine Harper.
Cyrus's ex-girlfriend.
I mean, that's a story. They're trying to make a story out of it's she and
they're going to have a duet. Done.
Yeah.
If she makes it
I
later
her.
Weeks. I do,
she's
too.
Gorgeous.
No, I want them to have a trio with her and Blueprint and Cyrus and like a battle between
I don't think Blueprint's going to make it long.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
But you know
so.
What's interesting? In all the group dances, he was featured.
Uh-huh.
They featured him in all of them. And they're right. He's not giving a lot of emotion, but I don't feel like that won't be hard to turn up because they're loving him.
Yeah, but he's doing his stuff right now. He's doing his own. Yeah, Alexa Anderson.
Blueprint will be in the finale. I'm just saying it.
No, you won't.
There's something about the guy. Yeah, he's one of those people that the people that I always notice is every single season. I've learned not to do this. Every single season, the people that I'm like, oh my god, they're such a great dancer. They're always gone fast. They get rid of the duplicates the first couple of weeks. There's three brunettes. They get rid of one of them. There's three blondes. They get rid of one of them. And then these unique ones stick around. Blueprint.
I don't think he's Cyrus, though. He's not Cyrus.
No.
And that's a good thing, because he doesn't need to. He can't be Cyrus, because if he's like Cyrus, he's going to be gone right away. He has to be himself. He has to be individual. He needs to, like, overcome this, oh, Cyrus is my idol thing. And,
absolutely.
Like, be yourself. Show what you got. You know, showcase yourself to the best ability. And I agree with there's something about this guy. He's interesting. There's charm. There's depth in him.
If they can just pull that out
of
him.
And this is a thing that's exciting about him. There's something to be developed.
Yes.
He's not amazing right now, but you could see that potential. You can feel it. So if it can grow and develop, that's what we're going to love, and that's what everybody's going to vote for.
And I think that'll keep people voting because they want, they just hold on, just hang in there a little bit longer because at this point last year, I didn't love Cyrus. I really like Blueprint already.
They're gonna give Blueprint a contemporary moment that's gonna make everyone cry.
Yes,
I guarantee
he's gonna break down and
they're gonna
be
call
beautiful.
In and vote like crazy. Yep. And
I'm in the minority on this one. All right.
Well, the funniest thing is that we're not even to Blueprint yet.
No, I know. Here we go.
Then we get rid of a few more dancers, and then they bring in Tucker and Nico together.
I love them. I love them. They inspire me so much.
This was so rude. What they did to them. And they kept doing it all night, and it was driving me bananas.
Yeah.
When they would tell one and then, like, fake, like, say no to the other, but then be like, just kidding, come on.
Well, but at least it was a joke that ended up well.
For those two of them.
To do the joke and be like, sorry, that's not
really
cool.
Two brothers, there were a few of them that were like,
that's sad.
Yeah, that's a heartbreaking one. So these guys are both through. And Tucker, coming back from a car accident when he couldn't even walk. They didn't think he would ever even be able to walk again, let alone
that's
dance like that.
That's a crazy story.
Great story.
I feel like such an underachiever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really? Like, he went from that to this?
National TV.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could. Look at me. Look at my papers are sticking together. This is embarrassing, you guys. I need notes.
I need notes
to get through this thing because there's a lot to talk about. So now we've got our first contemporary number of the night. We've got Stacey Tukey. Mm. She's one of my favorite choreographers. She's
I did not love this piece.
Well, okay. I didn't love most of the pieces tonight, to be honest. Early in the
I love Stacey Tukey. I didn't love this piece.
I think they're still kind of figuring out who these people all are. It's early in the season.
There's four people dancing together, haven't danced together, but
yeah.
I thought Jasmine seemed weak.
I wrote Jasmine has flaws.
I did too.
That's what I wrote down too.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a room to grow. She and Blueprint, watch out, finale. I mean,
oh my god,
lovers triangle.
The only thing I really liked about this piece is that it seemed very improvisational. Like it seemed like it was just kind of organic, and I liked that. But I don't know if it necessarily serves a purpose on the show, though.
I still feel like with a lot of those, especially like with four people, you know, when there's a group dance, the more people, the harder it is to coordinate everybody to have them all in sync. And I feel the dancers are still learning about, the choreographers are learning about the dancers are learning how the choreographers work, and then they, all the dancers have been like learning how each other works and trying to get that, develop that sort of side eye to see like, okay, what is my mate here is doing, right? Mm-hmm. What's my partner's here is doing. And when you have this person and that person, like that, to be aware of that is quite hard. And maybe some of them aren't really experiencing that. Maybe they're more experienced in being on their own and doing their own thing. It's a skill.
And it's tricky, too. To, like, these kids have all come from, like, dance studios across the country. Now they're doing, like, a show on the stage they've idolized
with
their
Stacey
entire
Tukey.
Life. With Stacey Tukey. I mean, Tukey, I know. That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's huge.
And, you know, also, I've done a couple of things. One, I hated their costumes. They didn't make sense to me. It looked like they all just picked their own clothes and wore them, like black and white. It didn't make sense. And then I wrote down, Tucker cries, ... too soon for votes. He broke down and cried. Was it genuine?
But there was a lot of crying.
I cried with him. I actually, because I thought the dance left me pretty cold. And then Tucker started crying, and I was like, okay, I'll cry. Because you understand that just release of, like, you're finally here at top 20. You were practically paralyzed. Like, gosh knows what happened in that accident. The drama of TV.
Gosh
we don't
knows,
know.
Kristen.
Gosh knows. But, so you know, that's I'm sitting next to Jake. I'm golly. Come on. I'm going to be, like, talking Southern too. wait till you hear my accent by the end of the season.
Yeah.
But I just think it actually was just a genuine, like, release. You're just like, phew, I made it here.
I think so.
Yeah, I loved it, actually.
Yeah. I'm not saying I did or didn't. I just wasn't sure. I was like, I'm not really, I was kind of indifferent to it.
Because we're not voting this week.
Yeah.
I think Tucker's going to be my heartthrob. He's, like, not the cutest one right now, but there's something about him that you're like, gosh, I just love his little curly
he's
hair.
He's your Keon of the season. Keon was that for me last year.
Yeah, that's
just something about
true.
Him.
Tucker just inspires me. Like, every time I see him dance, I'm like, I want to go take a dance class right now. Like, I just love him. I think he's
that's
fantastic.
That's huge. Mm-hmm. If he gives you that feeling, that's huge. Mm-hmm.
That is pretty cool. So,
let's get to the tappers.
Yes.
Let's get to the tappers.
Okay, well, let's talk about Alexis first. Okay, Alexis made it through. Great.
I think she's adorable. No,
she
I like
adorable.
Alexis a lot.
She's cute.
I like
she's
her a lot.
She's great. I
she's
like her personality
cute.
A lot.
She's cute.
I think she's different. She's not traditionally, like, beautiful. She's not, like, she's something about her kind of hot.
She's kind of pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's Curtis Holland.
He's very
Curtis,
charming.
Curtis.
Yeah.
I said, okay, this kid had my favorite audition in the early rounds of anybody in the history of South Indian Dance.
Wow.
I love this kid, partially because I'm a sucker for a good story. Nobody was there to support him. This kid is bawling, and just like to see his progress through Vegas week and to see him break down after the contemporary number. Was it Sonia?
Stacey.
Yeah. And he's like, I've never danced like this. And he's just, and it's all genuine. Aww. It's all genuine.
Yep.
Oh, this kid.
He's cute.
He's young.
He's got personality. He's got more personality than his pinky finger.
He does.
Half the people on the show.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm excited because tappers never go really far in the competition.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's because of that, you know, and that. So I'm glad that we have a male and a female that are so strong and they are tappers. And it's going to be fun. Like, I want people of different styles to make it further.
I loved, because when we saw him in Vegas, he actually looks like he handles contemporary very well.
Uh-huh.
He's young enough where he's not so set. A lot of the tappers that have
been on the
show.
I wonder how old he is.
He's 18.
He's 18. Oh,
yeah.
His first year to audition.
I mean,
good age.
Yeah. A lot of these tappers that have been on in the past, the few that have made it through, have been late in their 20s, and they're kind of set in their ways.
Yeah.
This kid is, he's still raw. He's a sponge.
Yeah. And willing to learn. That's
eager.
Huge.
He's hungry.
Yes.
He's got it.
I love this kid.
Yeah.
And then because of Emilio, they bring back Aaron.
Who was number 11 on the top 10 guys.
Yes.
Yep.
Which is a pretty cool story because did he make it? Yeah.
Last season.
He made it to Green Mile again last year. So they bring him back and they do a tap number with the three of them.
Yeah.
Anthony Margerano?
Morgerato.
I don't know how I spelled that. but I thought this number was really cool.
It was a cool tap number.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I have one question, though. What are the boards that they had that they slide across? What are those?
It was just for an element of surprise.
Your tap dancer.
Yeah, it wasn't anything special to tap. It was just something that the taps can slide on.
Okay.
Can slide across so that they could do really different tricks.
It'll
change the sound of the taps a little bit because you're on wood versus the Marley floor.
Now, you guys are all dancers. Did you guys take tap when you were kids at all?
I never took tap.
You never took tap?
I did. I'm terrible at it.
You guys never took it? It's so fun. You should take a class.
I'll take a class.
It's very, like, campy, and it's really fun. And then it gets, you can get really, like, gritty and into it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd fall down. I feel like I'd just slip.
No, you don't get into the slips until you get really good and you can, like, shift your weight.
Well, I just remember watching the Cosby Show growing up all the time. And every now and then Bill Cosby would go to, like, the tap studio and the guy would dance on the sand or the salt or whatever it was.
That's awesome.
And he'd always slide, and I got nervous.
It's ingrained in
you. So I love these guys. I'm really excited to see. I think they actually both have potential to do pretty well this season.
I don't know about Aaron.
I think Aaron is going to go far.
Oh, Aaron?
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
He's either going to be gone first or he's going to last because he's probably the biggest man on the show.
He's massive. He's like, he's almost as tall as Kat Dealy. Yeah. And that's tall.
Yeah, and he's broad,
for a dancer.
Too.
He's big. Yeah, and to be a tapper and be that big, so he's very light on his feet, I think he might go really far. I can't wait to see him do...
the styles.
I can't wait to see him do ballroom.
Uh-huh.
And really, like, if he can be strong, yeah, and carry those partners, I think he's going to go really far.
It could go either way for him, because either the public's going to feel like, oh my God, he almost didn't make it, let's vote for him, or they're going to be like, he shouldn't be on the show anyways.
I think you're over Curtis. Like, Curtis, to me, is that raw, untapped talent. Mm-hmm. He's just got that energy. And see, to me, I would actually put Curtis towards the end more than Blueprint.
I
think Curtis and Blueprint are going to be in the finale together, but I'm not even going to go there yet.
Oh, here we go.
I think
Start your stacks.
We're already arguing.
So let's move on. We finally got... We've got these guys. They've been putting them up against each other all season long.
Oh, this is ridiculous the way they set this up.
And they're trying to make it seem... incredible. Like, give them some street cred. Yeah. I hate that they effing tricked them. That's what she wrote down.
You
take thorough notes.
Yes.
But they've been trying to build this, like, street, like, battle, like, theme all season long.
And they don't even look like these type of guys. Like, they don't look like... They look, like, really sweet and kind. And they're like... Love you, man. They seem very supportive of each other. Yeah, so not working.
Come on. I mean, we're always going to put these two guys into the top 20. It's what I call the Cyrus effect. Cyrus was tremendously popular. He brought, you know, animation to the forefront to all the living rooms in America.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to have the two of them.
Remember when this show used to be like 20 contemporary dancers?
Yeah.
And like one ballroom dancer.
And now there's four ballroom dancers this season.
I said contemporary dancers take notice because it's showing a trend in dance too that it's not just contemporary, it's all these other different styles.
And if you're
going to
be contemporary, you better have like a totally different style, like completely
unique.
Yeah,
and be incredible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, it's like either ballroom is huge right now or like that hip-hop style, that more street style. Where, mm-hmm. I mean, the people who are working right now are in ballroom, or they're on tour with Britney Spears and Kesha and Nicki Minaj, and those aren't contemporary dancers for the most part, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
What work is there really for contemporary dance? If you're not in a company, like, that's it?
Really, yeah. And there's, like, random music videos where they'll feature just contemporary dancers or something, or some, like... ad campaigns feature like leaps and stuff, but that's, you know, that's about it.
Yeah. Can you leap? Yes. I mean, that's few and far between. So
you think you can leap.
Mm. It's a good spinoff coming summer of 2014.
There was a diving show. There was a diving
there
show.
There was. So oh, my gosh. Yes, there was.
My sister
on ABC.
Was on the diving show. Splash.
What? No.
Little side note. My sister was the towel girl. She was the model in the heels and the bikini who took the robes from everybody.
Good
for
watch
way. It back.
Get
that little paycheck. Sister.
Get the paycheck.
She's a little hot.
Anna, if they asked you to do Splash, would you do it?
Absolutely.
Yes, I love it.
I would wear the rhinestone, you know, bikini stuff.
Like French cut bikini.
This
like.
Stuff, you know, like that. And I would, you know, I would insure my body, though.
There's so many injuries.
Probably. Yeah. I will definitely insure it. And I'd be like, okay, how the hell do you do this so I don't break it? Because you know how they have to dive in like that?
You would be good, though, because you have so much body control that when they would teach you, you know, you could
She'd already have the lines.
Snap into it, yeah.
Well, let's see if they come back for
and
season
I'm,
two.
And I'm crazy enough that I'll like, jump without even knowing if a person's going to catch me or not. And I do it. So I won't be like scared to jump because I did zip lining, golly, like a month ago or something. And I was the first person. I'm like, I'm going first. And everybody's like, why? I'm like, if I see other people do it, I'll get freaked out. They freaked out. I get freaked out. If I just go first and I don't know how scary it is, it'll be fine. So I'm crazy enough like that to do something like Splash.
Yeah. Well, if they come back for season two, Greg Louganis has got engaged or got married.
He just got engaged.
Yeah. So. Back to our show.
Back to our network. Sorry, I love all of our segues.
All right, right. So we've got a Christopher Scott number for Blueprint and Jade. What did you guys think about this?
So good.
Damn it, it was so good.
It was good.
It was so good.
So good.
It's good, but I was watching Jade. I gotta say it.
That's what I said.
No, I was watching Jade.
Blueprint stands out for me.
Yeah,
I was watching Blueprint.
Mm. I was watching Jade. Look at that. Split right down the...
You know what
were you? Who were you watching?
I was split. I liked it both.
She's Switzerland. What is?
Yeah, I am so. But you know what? You know what I love about animators that I feel like other dances don't do this is they use every single piece of the costume and it's part of the dance. Yeah. The hat, the tie, taking the tie out, making the tie something else, and it was just so cool to see that in animation that they want to use everything and it's all part of the show. I love that.
How their fist disappeared into that hat was so crazy.
I know. I was thinking, what did they do? Do they bend their
arm? They bent it like this. So they're holding the hat here, and it went like this.
That was so cool. I just cannot get over the fact that Jade is so short and has no neck.
Contemporary is going to be like...
It just bugs me.
It's gonna and ballroom, too.
Ballroom is going to be...
That's
going to
be a bomb. For him,
yes. Yeah. But it's going to be also tough for Aaron, who is so big, if he gets a tiny female partner.
They won't. I think they'll do it nicely. Don't you think?
But there are enough tall girls, though.
There are enough tall girls. Yeah, because I know Jasmine's tall. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Both Jasmine's are tall.
Huh? I think Malise will be with Jade.
I don't want Jasmine to be with Aaron.
But there are enough other girls that are good size.
Taller.
That, yeah.
We want Jasmine safe.
I want Jasmine with, like,
there's only two Jasmines. Which Jasmine are you talking about?
Jasmine Harper, the one that has, like, the crazy hair.
I love her.
The last one, yep.
No, he's talking about the first one. The first short hair, crazy hair.
Short, crazy hair. Gotcha.
They both have ridiculous hair. The other one has, like, Simba, like, a mane.
I love that.
So wordy. And then we move on. We've got some people being let go. We've got Carlos actually goes through here. He pretends to throw up on Kat. I liked that moment.
That was weird.
That was awkward. I like weird humor like that.
So
I was embarrassed for him because I was like, oh.
You're trying. Yeah.
And she's like, ha ha, joke's on you. You're up. Go. Love her.
I like Carlos, though. I would watch him during... I kept going to him in a lot of the group numbers.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. No, I'm not kidding.
I like him.
Nobody agrees on this panel. This is great. We're going to be arguing all season. This is awesome.
That's funny because you and I usually agree on almost everything.
I'm not agreeing with you tonight.
You explain what I feel to, because I never know how to express myself. I'm like, I like when they did that jump thing and they turned. And then she tells me what that means. But usually we agree.
She's like, je t'ai pairwise.
I'm glad I have Chloe.
Good thing. Because clearly on this side of the table is going to be beating you guys up.
Wow. I want to come back towards the end and see, like... What happens?
I mean, our opinions are going to completely change.
This is going to be the war.
You can come back and watch Curtis Holland in the finale. You could watch Blueprint in the finale. Jasmine Harper.
I think Curtis for sure.
Yeah. And then we've also got Haley Herbert. She talks about having insecurity in her dancing throughout her life,
and that's held her back.
Because she what?
Because she was pretty. I didn't like her story. I thought she was pretty. She's like, they're like, you're so beautiful. And she was talking about how she knew she was pretty. And she's like, but I'm really insecure in my dance.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. I love that my sister's come up for the second time tonight.
That's awesome.
My sister is one of the prettiest girls I've ever seen in my entire life. She went through a lot of years out here in LA when she was really auditioning and getting dropped by agencies. She was really insecure. And sometimes pretty girls, when you hear how pretty you are your entire life, that's hard. It's really hard. Like, it seems like...
Champagne problems.
Yeah. Not really, though. But that's a hard thing. Like, I've heard it my entire life. It's difficult.
You definitely have a child.
Well,
Jake is like,
Jake,
I know.
With his hair.
I was made fun of, like, so bad. I, like, do not consider that at all. If anyone is, like, cute, I'm like, what? Like, really? Okay, cool. I like that. It's, like, nice to hear because I never, like,
you play that humble card well.
I never heard... Seriously, I'm not kidding. But enough about me. Go.
You're adorable.
Go.
I think she's pretty. She has an amazing body. Mm-hmm. But she's also a good dancer, though.
Mm-hmm. She is.
So, if you know, once she kind of... As long as she gets out of this sort of, like... and then she's like, okay, I'm here. I'm going to do this. And just do your best.
Be present. Be in the moment.
Be in the moment and do your best, and you'll be fine. And pretty or not pretty, this is the show that it's about your dancing and your personality. And sometimes, like, this is a true story. Sometimes in the dance studio, this gorgeous girl walks in and just, like, stunning and sexy. You go, whoa. And then she starts moving you like, oh. Nah, that's not pretty. And then, you know, a girl who's quite ordinary comes in and then starts dancing. You're like, oh, my gosh, just this. Or a guy. It doesn't matter. A person. And you go, oh, my gosh, just this. Human being is stunning, and it's what you've got to bring to the table with your danceability and your charisma that's going to do it for you. Not that you're pretty, or that you're not pretty, or that you're secure or insecure. Who cares if you're secure and insecure? Do your job.
There you go.
The first one you mentioned. The first one you mentioned, actually, in the gay world, we refer to that as a Monet.
Yes.
Beautiful from afar, and the closer they get. Not Monet. So pretty. Monet.
Really?
Yeah.
They talk about it in Clueless.
Clueless. Yeah. Yep.
She's a total Monet.
You know, that's our, interesting. That's our movie, you know, not yours.
Whoa.
So, next up,
we will fight about that later.
Malice Miller.
Duh. That's what I wrote. She made it.
Yeah. So you think you can dance.
Yeah.
I mean, this show is created for this girl.
Yeah. She'll make it far.
Yeah.
She won't win. What? I don't think she'll make it far. In the group numbers, I was like, she was in the back. The choreographers are not throwing her forward.
But well, here's the problem. Featured. There's only two blonde girls this year, and it looks so better weird. To have all the brunettes, because I noticed this in the girl dance. They put the blondes in the back.
They did.
It changes the balance.
Is it possible that she kind of peaked too soon? I think of her. Mm-hmm. She's maybe. To me. She is. Was it Amelia last season?
I don't even know, guys, who you're talking about. Like, I watched the show.
Short blonde pixie cut.
Super cute, super
cute, tiny face.
Little cutie doll. Now.
Like the Twiggy cut, kind of.
Fact that you have to explain how she looks like, that's not good.
Yeah, exactly.
But my eyes seriously went to her the entire time during that Mia Michaels piece.
Piece was great.
I thought that she completely let go of single thing that she knew as a dancer and was just like, I'm going to dance the hell out of this dance.
She's probably the only girl in the top 20 outside of Jasmine Harper. Outside of her, that I would probably recognize on the street if I saw her.
I would remember her.
So she's got that going for her. They made some comments though about how after she was dropped on her head, she really just kept dropping down their list.
What happened? She dropped on her head.
Armin actually dropped her. Armin. You know Armin.
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about Armin?
Why?
Because his music video where the girls are like washing the cars is hilarious.
Isn't that funny?
I liked him though. By the end of the show this season, I really actually liked him.
Well, and I will say that there were a lot of tweets over the last 24 hours. A lot of people were unhappy with some of the male ballroom dancers that were chosen. They preferred Armin over. They thought his technique was better than the others.
I can't wait to talk about that actually, because I'm not very happy with the male.
I just want to say on the Mia Michaels piece.
Oh my gosh.
Very Mad Men, Betty Draper, Megan Draper, and Don Draper.
Yes.
Love Triangle.
I went down Mad Men esque. See?
Very,
but you had the blonde, which you figure is Betty, which is not Betty Draper anymore, but Don Draper, and then you've got the new Mrs. Draper, which is
Mr. Perret.
It was amazing, though. I think this was my favorite. I loved the sand number with the boys, but this one was just so creative and dynamic. Yes. And everything that was going on, it told such a beautiful story.
Absolutely.
And it was so
great. And they danced on a big rug that looked like the Twister game.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like with the thrashing movement that's so thrashy, I find it a little bit indulgent. Like, it's like, look how weird I can be. But this, I felt there was a purpose behind it.
It was purposely trashing.
There was angst. It was so nice. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
It was trashing on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, it was kind of naughty, actually. The number was very sexual.
A lot of undulation.
I was like, whoa, are they just humping like on the couch right now? Because that's how it looks like.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Out of it. And when she was laying on her back and her legs kept going up in the air.
You're like, okay. Yeah.
I liked when it was like round and around and around we go. And then their skirts like went.
Yeah.
It was just cool. It was a genius piece.
And that's very Brianna's best song ever. So it's very timely right now. So we're
so
good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
then we finally get into the ballroom dancers.
Yes.
So they bring in Brittany and Serge together.
Yeah.
They audition together. They've gone through this entire process together. Are they actual partners?
No.
No, they just audition together.
Just good friends.
And so, of course, I'm assuming that one of them does go home. I'm looking at the wrong people right now.
Serge goes home.
I wish they would have kept him. I think there was such a strong masculine presence to him that I think that the ballroom guys are missing.
Yes.
I was hoping that he would stay.
Yeah, the thing is, because I actually get to work with Serge quite a bit. Because we're doing this show together, the traveling thing. It's called Ballroom with a Twist. And he's on it sometimes. And the week before, you know, when they filmed the LA, when they tell you, like, no, you did make it, that weekend before, he was in Denver and we did a show together. And he was so excited. And he was just like, his whole mind was thinking, like, okay, I'm going to have to figure out a solo. I have to find music. I mean, he was so excited. Like, I made it this far. Because the first time he auditioned, I made it this far. And I just love it. I'm, you know, I just, and then he didn't make it.
So close, you can taste it.
It broke
so
my heart. Close. First of all, he's a good-looking guy. He looks different from the other ballroom dancers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I loved his dance. Mm-hmm. He's got a sexy name. I mean, it seemed like everything.
Sexy names.
But sexy name.
There are all the names on the show are.
Yeah,
unique.
I didn't get why they didn't take him.
I don't feel it.
They didn't give a reason either. That's the tough thing.
They just like, you're not in.
When they had the final ballroom dancers, the males lined up last week, I assumed it would be Serge and Armin. That's what I thought.
Yeah. I thought so too.
Because Armin, they got rid of him, but there's a really great potential with him to kind
of create
that story.
He has a lot of presence.
Yeah, and to continue to grow because they kind of broke him down. And he was actually open to it. He actually said, and we talked about this, there's a little bit of a communication barrier sometimes, I think, with Americans and non-Americans.
Mm.
And the way he was coming across at first, I think he had no idea that's how he's being perceived.
Yep.
And then once they brought it to his attention, he was like, wow, I'm really sorry. Let me work on that. And he did.
Yep.
And I appreciated that.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
I really liked how gracious Serge was when he walked back with Brittany, and it was not about him.
And he went like this. And
he made it so much about her.
And
so
Brittany was very sad. You could tell she was happy, but so sad. It was awful.
That's the weirdest feeling. It's like a no-win situation, at least in that moment. Obviously, she'll move on.
Of course.
And so will he. But in that moment, that's tough.
Yeah.
That is tough, tough, tough.
I hope they have another season. I hope they pick him up again because he's really... He loves dancing, he's a hard worker, and he's a talented kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish he would have been this season, but darn it.
Me too, but you don't always get what you wish for, right? Well, before we move on to the rest of the ballroom dancers, I want to take a moment to thank you guys for watching us on YouTube and listening to us on iTunes. You guys, if you're iTunes fans, I want to let you know there's an app for your iPhone that is called Podcast with an S. You can have all of your favorite AfterBuzz shows automatically downloaded wherever you are, whenever they're available, and you can listen to us at your leisure. I can't even talk right now. What am I doing? You can listen to us at your leisure. Please rate us, give us 5 stars, tell your friends and family about us. You guys, leave us comments. We will get on there and comment back. We love interacting with our fans. We do the show for you. You guys, we're super fans just like you guys are. So please take some time to give us 5 stars. Thank you. Yay. Also, let's talk about our new website.
Guys, have a new website.
It's fancy.
What, you want to talk about it, Chloe?
Yeah, it's really pretty. And the old website used to be all dark, and now this one's really bright. And everybody, please go on and like comment and rate it and tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like. But it's much easier to watch the videos of it and everything. It's just easier to find anything.
It's much easier to navigate,
The user interface is so much more friendly, but way more photos are on there, and our bios are on there. I don't know if you guys saw. You can read about us.
And like Chloe said, it's just pretty.
It's pretty.
It is pretty. It was dark, and now it's light.
Fashionista for you.
Yeah.
If you guys didn't know, Chloe is a big fashion guru.
So, yeah, I love it. I love the new site. Did you guys check it out?
Of course.
Yep. Oh, it's great.
I love
it. So, yeah, check it out, you guys, and let us know what you think, because a lot of the changes we made from the old site were what the fans were telling us that they didn't like.
AfterBuzz TV really is driven by the fans completely. That's it. I mean, we're all fans. You're fans. The only reason this online network is here is because of the fans.
Yep.
And because of Maria Menounos again. I'm giving her 2 shout-outs tonight.
Yay! Check, Maria! Check.
Let's move on. The rest of these, we've got some ballroom dancers, right? I know how to play the game. No, so we've got Jenna Johnson.
Oh, she's good.
Jenna Johnson.
This girl, and I didn't know this story, but both of her sisters were cut on Green Mile in seasons past.
Did you know the Johnson family?
No.
You don't know any of the girls?
I don't know.
They're
all
out of Utah, I believe, so.
I bet Chelsea knows them.
Probably Chelsea does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, how much pressure first of all, that both of your sisters have been cut at this exact same point in the competition, and to go out there and to feel like, there's part of me that was like, okay, I kind of hope she doesn't make it through, at least so they're all equal.
But we knew she was going to make it. They've been touting her the entire audition process.
And they were showing her so much.
Yeah.
They were, like, featuring on her. They love her.
The camera loves her. Yes. She's going to go so far. Yeah. She knows how to work that. She knows how to work the jib camera, too.
Yeah.
She's one of the only dancers who knows when it slides on in, she, like, winks at it real quick, and then it pulls out, and the director picks it up and always uses that shot.
Yeah. Okay, then, did she wear purple in the number, or did she wear the...
Red.
She wore red.
She wore red.
Okay, so that's... Okay. Because I never looked at her the entire time.
Oh, I noticed she was the only one I noticed.
I saw purple all day, every day, and I couldn't figure out which one was which, because they're both brunettes this season, which is weird.
Yeah.
So we're used to the blondes last year. Now we got brunettes this season.
Hey, you know, good to switch it up.
And Dancing with the Stars is going to need some brunettes apparently in another season.
No, there are plenty of brunettes and plenty of blondes.
And the show is only on one night a week. There are too many dancers now.
Yeah,
we're going to be the problem next season.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not going anywhere. You've been around forever. You're one of my favorites.
I wasn't on last season, so
she's our co-host.
I was.
I didn't watch last season. That's why.
There we go. Clearly. That's why. That's why people
she
didn't
was
watch.
Here with us.
I know. I heard. I would get updates from this one. How wonderful you were.
No.
I was like, how did you get her in the studio? Now I know why.
There we go.
Now I know.
So I danced my way into the AfterBuzz.
You gotta keep moving. Keep moving in the city.
I mean, Jenna to me is a very strong competitor. She has, like, the eye of a tiger, She like Chloe said. She knows how to work sort of the camera. She knows she's got to put the personality. Like, she took So You Think You Can Dance playbook and studied every single play.
Yeah.
So she's in, you know, she's in it to win it.
But do you think that viewers will see that as a little bit disingenuous, though?
I hope she will get a little bit of her personality and she'll soften it up a bit, because right now... It was like, ooh, girl, you're intimidating a little bit. Mm. Yeah. Let's move on to the last ballroom boy.
Yes.
Who's he?
So we bring in the brothers. We have Paul first, who makes it through
from the winner
against Armenia. Who knew? He makes it through. And then we've got Alan and Gene.
Gene, yeah.
Well, brothers. Alan and Gene, okay. But the Armenian guy, like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
They featured him early on.
He lives in Los
Angeles.
Right?
Yeah, he lives in Glendale, which a lot of Armenians do. People aren't familiar with Glendale here in Los Angeles.
He's tiny, but he has a good personality, which I like.
I didn't find the boys very dynamic in comparison to the ladies and comparison to Armin.
Yeah, at all. So the younger brother makes
the
it
through. The younger brother, man, like, I knew he's going to be the one making it through because he was the crier.
Yeah.
He was the one crying in, like, the rehearsals and the auditions, and I'm like... That's the one.
And as an older sibling who's been in these sorts of scenarios before, that's a tough one. Because the older sibling, it's like the Serena and the Venus Williams.
Uh-huh.
Venus Williams always wants Serena to do well. Then Serena starts kicking her ass and then keeps continuing to do it forever and ever and ever. Then it's not quite so much fun.
The younger sibling's always more talented,
though.
Because they have to compete at that higher level.
They have to keep up with the older sibling. The older one also paves the way.
And then there's Jenna Johnson. Same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of sibling stories in this a lot of family stories this entire season. So
Ballroom Dance was Louis Van Amstel. Yay!
I like this number.
Yeah, and you know, I had a really interesting question from Kristen Hope, who directed at you, but are you guys allowed to sort of cross over where Louis was, you know, might have a contract with ABC and then go to Fox and do So You Think You Can Dance?
Well, obviously, you know, in like Mitri and Chelsea was in auditions, and Louis done it for years. Jonathan did it, where he choreographed a few years. So it's kind of the way with our contract, because right now we technically are not filming for Dancing with the Stars, so we could be guest featured on other shows that are, you know, scripted or non-scripted.
So there's no restriction in the off-season, per se.
But after I said that, you always have to kind of go and tell the producers of our show and be like, is it okay if we go do this other dancing show?
At this point, I feel like the cross-promotion is probably good
but
for
the cross-promotion is good. And we actually had, I mean, last few seasons of Dancing with the Stars, we had, I mean, Twitch and Allison, literally, like, every other show are there.
Yeah.
And we had Melanie, and we had so many people from So You Think You Can Dance, and choreographers. Mm-hmm. You know, Stacey Tookie did a number.
Mia Michaels came by.
Gosh, Christopher Scott did quite a few numbers. So we have enough people going back and forth, because it's like, hey, listen, let's make this show
of course,
better
and let people work too, get as much exposure as possible.
And you have to stay relevant. You have to the young talent coming through. You have to you have to show them. You know.
And like you said earlier, dancing community is quite a small, compact community. So people feel like we should all support each other and kind of
maybe there's a chance for me to get into the dance world. It's so small, right? All right. You guys were actually a little low on time, so let's try to crank some of these out. We've got Amy Yakamura makes it through.
Yeah.
They call her a beast. I mean, I absolutely love her.
She's amazing.
Megan and Jasmine, the last two girls, both made it on Green Mile last year. I was really, really happy with this choice.
Mm. Yeah.
Based on one thing I talk about every single week, and it's attitude. Attitude, attitude, attitude. I didn't like Megan's attitude. When Megan said, she goes, I've worked too hard not to make it.
That's true. Bad attitude.
Guess what? The girl next to you was here last year, too. She's worked just as hard, if not harder.
Everybody's working hard.
Yeah.
She's one of those girls. I talk about this every week. There's a big difference between the word deserve and the word earn. A lot of people think they deserve things. And they use that. They think those words are synonymous, but they're really not at all.
Yep.
A lot of people, this girl thinks she deserves it. She doesn't deserve it any more than anyone else.
Uh-huh.
However, Jasmine earned it. And that's cool. And I loved
her from the group dance we saw in Vegas and that really amazing piece that they did about Boston.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when I saw her again, I was like, great, I'm so glad she's making it through. Yeah. So
I'm really happy with the top 20. Just real quickly, let's go through these last group numbers. They did a Sonya Tai number, which was actually my favorite of
that
the night.
That was my favorite.
That was my favorite.
Too.
Really?
That was not my favorite.
I thought
it was incredibly weird.
What?
I love it.
I felt it was repetitive. I've seen that with Melanie and
Sasha. Sonya does a lot of the in
Warrior Princess.
Yes. In the training world, we call them sumo squats. Wide stance, low, like kind of like back and forth.
You see it in every college dance program, this dance. It was nothing new.
Yeah.
Well, like, I feel like these choreographers, why are they going to throw out their best stuff? They're not competing.
That is quite true.
But here's the question I want to pose to you is, Who were your eyes on
Amy.
The whole time?
Really?
No.
Jasmine
was too. When I was watching her, I was like, is she doing it wrong?
There were some falters to her movement, but
she went for it.
She's still like, attitude, there's a presence.
She was
very praying mantis.
I wrote down, Jasmine throws everything into it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but I appreciate
she's committed.
The effort.
Yeah, I liked it.
Trying,
It was something in like me wanting to see it beautiful and it was too, her, it was just not working for me.
I like it dirty. Dirty and messy. I love it.
Like the sand piece was dirty.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about the sand piece. Christopher Scott.
Amazing.
Phenomenal.
Really unique.
His best dance that he's probably ever choreographed, in my opinion.
Yep.
I think that's amazing.
I just loved it. Although I was thinking, those poor stage crew people have
really fast.
But if you go to the taping, they usually tape some of the group dances ahead of time. And I'm sure that the men and the girls were done different times.
Earlier,
They had a lot of makeup and hair changes.
The magic of
television.
And then we move on to the female group.
The female group.
We got a Ray Leeper number here. What did you guys think about this one?
I loved this.
Oh, no. I loved the idea, and then the execution was terrible.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Anna, what did you think?
It was very busy. The costumes were very busy. I mean, I get the whole Sweet Charity inspiration, but it's like, Sweet Charity is brilliant because it's super simple. The lines are very clean.
It's Bob Fosse.
Bob Fosse is brilliant because it's super simple. The lines are very clean. It's very timed. The whole thing about Bob Fosse and why it works. All of his dancers were professional dancers that worked for years and years. And the smallest movements, the smallest details, they were able to match it exactly and perfectly. And I felt with this routine, like, I felt like nobody ever matched.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to hit the same beats and the same style, but it's like they didn't.
Yeah. Now, I liked it because I just think I looked at the men while I love the choreography of the men's, I thought with the girls, I'm like, the girls are more dynamic. I think a girl's going to win this season.
Yeah, but the thing is,
so is it just one winner?
Yes.
Yeah. They announced that winner?
It's been announced. Haven't officially announced it on the show.
They haven't really talked about it on the show.
But they talked about it in articles.
I do think, this is the thing, and this is such a funky thing about this, So You Think You Can Dance, because I do feel like this season the girls are stronger technically and more dynamical, but I feel guys have more personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit like, and you can, there's the, you know, Christopher Scott routine, of course, you can't compare what guys can do and what girls can do physically. It's, even though we try, it's some of the things that guys can do, girls just, it's kind of hard. But there was a story, there was a plot, there was throughout story to that sand piece.
Sure.
And it was just movement.
Yeah.
It was clever movement, cleverly done to clever music.
But no purpose.
Without any purpose.
Well, the interesting thing about the show is that I believe through season 8, it had been won by 4 girls and 4 guys, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there is... I don't understand why season 9 felt the need to, like, it's not fair to compete. Well, it's been won by 4 and 4, so yeah. It didn't really make sense last year. I'm glad they went back to the old format.
I think so.
We've got one last number. It's the top 20 number, Sonia Taya.
I love
so
this one.
Sick.
Yeah, this is
sick.
Great.
I love whenever she gets the group in a mess and they all move in this like kind of liquidy. Uh-huh. Oh, it's just so hot.
And
it's
it isn't
so
easy to choreograph for 20 people with so many different styles.
It is so hard, guys.
It was just sick. It was just beautiful.
To choreograph for that many people who are all very different, have different training and have different strengths. Like you have to, I mean, your brain literally have to go into 100 pieces to be able to then bring it all back together.
I feel like her
together.
Brain's probably in 100 pieces on a regular basis. She's a genius. I don't know how
she's
she does
brilliant.
It.
She's brilliant.
I love
really
that
is.
She
brilliant.
Demands that they listen to her, too. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
She's just like,
she's
hey,
very
over
strong.
Here, look at me. I'm like, they're all like,
is
oh,
she
God.
Tiny?
She's small.
Oh, she's like
that's
5 foot
That's probably
one.
Why she's like making herself so much bigger so that they
like with her
to.
Hair and makeup and piercing and the, everything. Yeah.
I think that's kind of sexy.
And the banana earrings, like the plantains hanging on her ears.
Because why not? Why not?
And she only wears eye makeup under her eyes, which I love. Because usually you're normally like wiping under your eyes.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to draw right there.
She's a fierce lady.
To me, everybody's little because I'm so, so tall.
Yeah.
I love when somebody can put me in my place and make me just shut up and listen.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
That's a big turn on for me. I like
can
it.
I just that's, can I just say about the costumes? It reminded me of the old Planet of the Apes,
yes.
But like second or the third one, you know,
yes.
When they went underground and there were all these people that were like praying all the time. The outfits, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like Planet of the Apes, like 2 or 3.
I love that you love these old American films, you guys.
It's so random.
First of all, I want to thank you so much for being here, and I hope you do come back later in the season and find
yes.
out how on point
yes.
our predictions are. We're going to skip predictions tonight just because it's a
too
lot.
Early.
Yeah, it's early.
It is way too early. Where can our viewers and our fans follow you on social media?
You can follow me on Twitter at @atribunskaya. You can Facebook me or go to my website, anatribunskaya.com, or go to my studio, ycgstudio.com in Hermosa Beach, California.
Yeah,
love
yeah.
It. Chloe
HB. You can find me Twitter, Instagram, and Vine at Chloe West X, or my website, cheapthrills.me.
I love the Vine X. Now to add. Kristen.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm at Kristen Burt on Twitter, and I will be hosting the live red carpet
Ooh.
Of the Thirst Project Gala on Tuesday
Ooh.
Night. Peter Murgatroyd is a guest.
Oh,
sexy. All right, we'll talk about it after. Mm-hmm. I'll be interviewing her.
You can find me on Twitter at @Jake_Dupree and on Instagram at @JakeDupree.
You guys can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Vine at @AJGibson. Check out my website, ajgibson.tv. Thank you all so much. Thank you again, Anna, for being here.
Thank
so
you.
Until next
me.
Week, you guys. Take care.
From yeah. Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.